Well, let's have a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you thanking you and praising you for another day, Lord. Thank you for what you've done, for what you're doing, and for what you're going to do. Father, we thank you that you've gathered us here today for the TMC call, Lord God. Thank you for connecting us, Lord God, through Pastor V and Dr. P.K. Roberts. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. Thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, Lord God. Thank you for all that is on this call today, Lord. Thank you for the speaker. Lord, we ask that you would just have thine own way. Speak to us. Send your word, Father. Let it fall on good ground. In the name of Jesus, and we won't fail to praise you for it. We won't fail to give you the glory, because all glory goes to you. Have thine own way today. In Jesus' name we pray. We love you, Lord, and we need you. Amen, amen, and amen. Host, are you there?
Yes, Minister Wanda, can you hear me?
Yes. Take it
Praise
away.
God
bless Praise you
God.
All.
God bless you, and thank you. Thank you so much for seating and greeting everyone this morning, and we say thank you for that tag, Trust in the Lord Thursday. Praise God. We give God glory for you and for all you do in opening us up with prayer this morning. Well, good morning, TMC family. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I along with Minister Wanda, say welcome to the Master's Call. I'm Brenda Terrell, and I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and we say welcome to you, the first-time guest. If you're here for the very first time, we give you a special greetings this morning, and we say this is the Master's Call. We're here every Monday through Friday from at this time, 7 o'clock Central Time it is, here in until 7:30, but I tell you, you are in to be blessed this day. This call was started by two phenomenal women of God back in October 2010, and they are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Dr. Super Fantastic, or Dr. Dimples. I tell you, she's a blessing to the masses. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we dearly call our Mother Eagle, and she is that and more, I tell you. And these two women, God, they said yes to the Lord and started this call, and we are blessed here today getting ready to celebrate 5 years. Now, our theme is, I'd like to add, is for 2015, is in 2015, through me, miracles, signs, and wonders are seen. Amen, amen. When we look to God for miracles, signs, and wonders, we are expecting that to happen even through us, as we are ministers in the marketplace. Now, this call was established on the scripture, Psalms 88:13. It says, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Now, we also have a mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So invite your family and friends to come along and join us and say this is a great way to start your day. Now, we have a website, which is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. Now, on that site, you'll be able to listen to all the past messages and read the bios and even get prayer directives. There are times when we get special prayer directives when we come together and pray for situations in unity. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, and such as a greeter, or you want to share a word, or you want to be a host, well, you can do so. We welcome you, and please send your request to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. Now, you also can send your prayer requests and praise reports and submit those as well. And Dr. Vanessa or yours truly will contact you. Now, many of us are blessed with the being a part of this phenomenal company that actually knitted us together here on the Master's Call. Now, that company is God-ordained, and it is a health and wellness company, and it's assisting millions around the world in getting healthier lives. That company is Artists International, and it was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 25 years ago, and we are going strong. We are contemplating and helping as many people as we can. We're getting the word out that you can live a healthier life. Now, if you want to hear more about this company, you can either get with the person that invited you on this call, or you can get on the Morning Motivational Call, which is held every Monday through Friday right after this call. And it is hosted by our Platinum President. We call her the Godmother, Dr. Dorothy Cook, and a team of great leaders. Now, that number is 530-881-1300. Again, that's 530-881-1300. The PIN is 539-598-POUND. Now, we have our very own Dr. Raphael Spiller, who is the Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing in all of this North America area, and I tell you, he is truly a blessing to us. Now, we're excited because yesterday we started the Transformation Challenge, and we are Artists for Life, so the Artists for Life Transformation Challenge, and it's not too late if you want to just get in. I'm telling you, God is doing a great work through all of us as we are being transformed. We are getting healthier, we are getting stronger, and we are getting to the position where we want to be in good health, where God is bringing us to help others to do the same thing. And guess what? Cash is going out just for that as well. So get on the Morning Motivational Call and get more information on that. Now, TMC family, I know you are ready to hear a word from the Lord. Now, this young lady is residing in Southern California. She is a faithful young lady who is with us in and out. Through it all, she is faithful. She's always there. She's always on point. I can sit here and just give you accolades of a blessing that this blessed woman of God is. Now, she is the middle child. She has a brother and a sister, and she is a graduate of California State University in Long Beach, where she did receive her BS degree, and she is a single, she's a saved, and she's a sanctified mother. And I tell you, she has a blessed, young, talented teenager out there by the name of Kaylon. This young lady is currently employed with the city of Culver City in the transportation department. But not only that, she is a faithful distributor, entrepreneur here with Artists International. She has served as a parent chair. She's a member of the Oasis Church in Los Angeles, where pastors are Phil and Holly Wagner, and she even serves as the co-director in the nursery. She is a friend. She is a mother. She is a woman of God. She is a minister. She's our songbird. Yes, she is. She will sing you to heaven and back, okay? I know when you get to heaven, you don't want to come back, but she travels. She encourages others. She is an accountability partner. She is a blessed woman of God. She knows she's the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. She's a highly favored child of the Most High God. She is the disciplined and a focused woman of God. She is none other than Minister Tiffany Lauderdale. And I know we are going to get blessed today with the word from on high. She is definitely going to encourage you with the word from the Lord. I bring to you, introduce to some, present to others, none other than Minister Tiffany Lauderdale in Southern California. Are you there, Minister Tiffany?
I'm here, Minister Brenda Trill. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away, woman of God.
Amen. To God be the glory for the greater and the new things that he is doing in the lives of his people. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning, TMC family. It is definitely an honor and a privilege and a pleasure to wake up into a new day that God has made. And he tells us in his word that we should rejoice and be glad in it. So I wake up this morning. It's still dark outside here in California, but you know what? I know that God is able. So I thank God for this telecommunication sanctuary. I thank God for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and I thank God for their yes, because I have been able to feast here at the table since October the 25th of 2010 and have been connected to this call and this ministry ever since. And I thank God that my life and your lives have been enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day here with the Master on the Master's call. So, wow, this season that we're in right now, there's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of things going on mentally, physically, spiritually. There's a lot of things going on in this season that we, some of us, should participate in. And then there's some things going on in this season that we shouldn't participate in. There's a lot of pain going on. There's a lot of labor. There's a lot of travailing. There's a lot of crying. There's a lot of just animosity, chaos, confusion that's going on in this season. And anytime we look on TV and we see what's going on, it just makes you trust the Lord a little bit more. And to my sister's minister, Wanda, thank you for the tag, trust in the Lord, because truly in this message you'll see how these women of God had to trust in the Lord. And thank you so much, Minister Brenda Terrell, for that introduction. But yeah, there's so many things that are going on. And we just have to get a grip. Sometimes we're in a place that we should not even be in. We sometimes need to just step back and just breathe through it and not say anything through it, not text through it, not email through it, not complain about it, not worry about it. Why? Because this is a birthing season. And see, the title of the message that God gave me today is Pregnant for His Purpose. See, a lot of us on this line this morning are pregnant for His purpose. And see, I posted on Facebook yesterday, God is so awesome, I'm pregnant. I am pregnant with triplets. And yes, I am. And no, it's not in the natural. No, I'm not expecting the baby. No, I didn't have sex, because I know a lot of people went there. But I was talking about in the spirit. There are some things inside of me, and it's not just one with me. I'm carrying some triplets. There's three things that I need to birth out in this season. How many are of you on this line this morning are pregnant for His purpose? Let's go to the Bible and look at 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 11 through 18. And I'm going to be reading from the NIV again. 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 11 through 18, which read, "Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to live holy and godly lives as you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming. That day will bring about the destruction of the heavens by fire, and the elements will melt in the heat. But in keeping with His promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness. So then, dear friends, since you are looking forward to this, make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with Him. Bear in mind that our Lord's patience means salvation, just as our dear brother Paul also wrote you with the wisdom that God gave him. He writes the same way in all his letters, speaking in them of these matters. His letters contain some things that are hard to understand, which ignorant and unstable people distort, as they do with other scriptures, to their own destruction. Therefore, dear friends, since you already know this, be on your guard so that you may not be carried away by the error of lawless men and fall from your secure position, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen." pregnant for his purpose. I had the opportunity to read a little book called Sing, O Barren by Dr. Sarah Morgan. And in that book, she took 7 barren women from the Bible and basically showed us what their purposes are and what they were pregnant with and how their pregnancy led into purpose. And so I'm going to just give a recap of those 7 women that she identified in that book. And the first one was Sarah. Sarah birthed Isaac, which means laughter and conquest. This is symbolic of victory over the enemy. God looks at his enemies and laughs. And if you go to Psalms chapter 2, verses 2 through 4, you will be able to read the scripture in Psalms 2 through 4. I'm not going to read the scriptures because I want to make sure that we get off on time. Okay, I'm going to actually read this one. So let's go to Psalms 2, 2 through 4. Verse 2, the kings of the earth take their stand and the rulers gather together against the Lord and against the anointed one. Let us break their chairs, they say, and they throw off their fetters. Verse 4, the one enthralled in heaven laughs. The Lord scoffs at them. Number 2, Rebecca. Rebecca birthed Jacob, which means change and transformation. Rebecca brought forth 2 nations, Jacob and Esau. When you are carrying nations, there will be a struggle before there is a change. An account of the brothers, there was struggle between the two of them. There was a struggle between the two nations, and there was a struggle between two natures. Jacob became Israel. See, Rebecca birthed change and transformation. Right now, we are in a season of change and transformation. Many times in the season of change and transformation, and I have to stay here for a minute before I go on to the third mighty woman of God. Change is not easy. We are so caught up in what's comfortable for us that we a lot of times don't want to go through the process of change. Yet alone do we want to go through the process of transformation. Why? Because it gets hard. It gets painful. Sometimes we have to cry sometimes. But what I need to let you know is there is hope in the change. There is hope in the transformation. Here in Artists International on yesterday, the 15th of July, 2015, we were able to start day one of the Transformation Challenge. Not only to me does that Transformation Challenge mean physically that we're going to be releasing some weight, but it's more than that. This vision was birthed out so that we not only would just transform what our bodies look like, but it's mental, it's physical, and it's a spiritual change and transformation that must be birthed out of each one of us. So are we in the right position? Are we positioning ourselves to get ready to push forth the promises and the purposes that God has for us? Let's look at Rachel. Rachel birthed Joseph, which means patience. Glory to God. Joseph had to be patient from the time God gave him the dream. And if you're not familiar with the dream that Joseph had in that story, go back and read Genesis chapter 37 through chapters 50, and it will tell you more about what I'm saying right now. See, Joseph went from the pit to the palace, and then he resided in a place of prominence. I'm going to say that again. Joseph had a dream, and in that dream, Joseph went from the pit to the palace and then into a place of stable prominence. See, we must, too, be patient in the things that we are getting ready to do. Some of you have been holding on to purposes and visions and dreams that God has given you, but I'm telling you right now, it is time for you to get in the position to push those purposes and those plans that God has given you forward in this season. Let's look at Hannah. Hannah birthed Samuel, who released the prophetic. This was during a time the heavens was shut. This was during a time the heaven was shut over Israel, and there was no revelation. But through prayer, fasting, and intercession, God opened Hannah's womb and caused Samuel to usher the prophetic. And you can read that information on Hannah and Samuel in 1 Samuel chapter 1. Number 5, Manoah's wife. Manoah's wife birthed Samson. And Samson symbolizes strength and the anointing. The Spirit of the Lord moved upon Samson and showed him as being a mighty and powerful warrior. As he tore up the gates of the city, you could see his strength, and you could see that God had a special anointing upon Samuel. Number 6, Elizabeth. Elizabeth birthed John, who symbolized timing and preparation. The name Elizabeth means promise, and in time, she brought forth John, which prepared the way of the Lord Jesus. Without John, there may not have been a Jesus. This is an example of when preparation meets purpose, and then there shall be performance. This is when preparation meets purpose, and then there shall be performance. So I ask you today, TMC family, what are you preparing for this day? Not what the person on the side of you is preparing, not what the person in front of you is preparing, not what the person behind you is preparing, but what are you preparing in this season? What are you positioning yourself? God has been purging some things for you for a purpose, for his purpose. And there are some things that are inside of you that only you can manifest here on earth as it is in heaven. But are you willing to get in the position and stay in the position without murmuring and complaining and then getting out of your lane into somebody else's lane so that God will allow the performance in you to happen? Number 7, Mary. Mary birthed Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Mary conceived from a womb that had never been impregnated. She brought forth the seed of God, Jesus Christ, the fulfillment of God's promise for the redemption of humanity. Read 1 John chapter 3, verse 8 when you get a chance. I'm just saying right now in this season, you see that these 7 women were in a barren state when you read the stories in the Bible that are there for us to read and apply for our lives. But they didn't allow the barren state that they were in to hold them back from their hope and God's promise. They allowed themselves to be used of God, even through the suffering, even through the pain, even through the misunderstanding of what it is that was really about to happen in their lives. They were carrying something significant that God allowed for them to birth for his purpose. See, there are many of you on this telecommunication sanctuary on this 16th day of July 2015 who are pregnant with purpose. See, you can even be carrying twins or triplets. There is something significant that resides in the inside of you, which only you can bring forth to manifest. Only you can give birth to it. In this 7th month of 2015, there's going to be some things that are completed. And then there's going to be some things that are going to start. And I guarantee you, if you apply what God has given you in the next anywhere from 1 to 2 to 7 months from now, you will see new businesses, new opportunities, new relationships, new life, new dreams, new visions, new purpose, and new hope in your life. But I ask you today, TMC family, are you in the position to be pregnant with God's purpose? Are you putting yourself, setting yourself, studying, heeding to the word of God, listening to what he's telling you so that you can birth what he has already instilled in you? I just want to let you know today that you are predestined for greatness, that you are wonderful, that you are fearful, that you are anointed and appointed to do great and mighty things in this season. So as you go out this day and as you go through your 90-day transformation, just know that something great and something new will be happening for you in this season. So be pregnant for his purpose, and may God continue to bless and keep each one of you is my prayer. Back over to you, Minister Brenda Terrell.
Glory, glory, glory. Pregnant with purpose, with God's purpose. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, for that powerful message this morning. All right, TMC, I know you want to hear that call again. So before I give you the number, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, oh God, for giving us another opportunity to say we trust in you with all our hearts and lean not to our own understanding. So we are trusting and believing and relying on you, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. We glorify you, O God, for being God alone. We thank you, Father, for being the one who have brought us onto this earth with a purpose. And, Lord, even though we are pregnant with that purpose and we have not fulfilled all that you called us to do, we're expecting great and mighty things to happen, O God, because you believe and trust in us, Lord. You placed us on this earth to do such, O God. We ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, as this woman of God has poured into us that word, that powerful message, O God, that we are pregnant with purpose, Lord God. We ask that you pour back into her, O God, sevenfold, Father God. We thank you that you're blessing her a hundredfold, oh God. We ask that you bless her going out, bless her coming in. Bless everything her hands touch and everywhere her feet treads. We glorify you, Father, that she's destined for greatness, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are filling her with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, that you're overflowing her, oh God, that she's going into great directions, oh God, that she's filled with strength and might, O God. We thank you, Father, for the anointing that you're pouring into her even the more, O God. We ask that you continue to bless her son, strengthen him, and keep him, Father. We glorify you, Father, that you placing them in perfect peace as their minds are stayed on you. Lord, we thank you. We glorify you, Father, that greater things are coming forth for them, through them, and in them. In the mighty name of Jesus, we glorify you, your holy and righteous name. Father, everyone on this call, we ask that you keep them, Father. We know, Lord God, that everyone on this call are successful, strong, talented, creative, confident, secure. They're focused, and they're highly favored by you, O God. So we ask you, Father, that you anoint, that you appoint, that you strengthen, that you create, Lord God. We thank you, Father, the word that you told us, Lord God, that the work that you begun in us, you are finishing until the day of Jesus Christ. So we thank you, Father, that you watch over your word to perform it. We ask you, Father, to bless Dr. P.K. Roberts. Strengthen her, Father God, and her family as they go through this trying time, Father God, and they'll land to rest her sister, Father God. We know, Lord, that to be absent from the body is to be present with you. So we thank you, Father, even your presence are with them, the family, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that you comfort them, protect them, and strengthen them, Lord God. Let them know that they'll go forth in the power that you anointed them to go forth in the name of Jesus. Lord God, all the bereaved families that we may not know, be aware of, Father, we ask that you strengthen and keep them in perfect peace, Lord God. And those that are sick and shut in, Father God, we know, Lord God, that you are Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals. So we decree and declare that they are healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. The blood still works, and we thank you, Father, that they are anointed, they are going through, but hallelujah, they are healed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And we thank you. Lord God, we ask you that you bless Dr. PK, as well as Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We ask that you keep Dr. Weatherspoon and her mother, Father, in this time, Lord God, that as they go through and realize, Father, that they all that they're doing, Lord God, is to glorify your holy and righteous name. And we're so thankful for them, Lord God, for being a blessing to the masses. Lord God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you bless Artists International, this transformation challenge, Lord God, all that are participating, Dr. Raphael Spiller and his family, and the artist family, the Diaz de Leon family, in its entirety, Father, we know, hallelujah, that you are God who looks high, but you look low, but you sit high, Lord God. But we know, Father, that you are strengthened and keep every person in your hands. And we thank you, Father, for doing a work that no man can do through us all, in us all, and for us all. We thank you for all that you have done, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we're expecting great and mightier things to happen because we are focus to live the purpose that you called us on this earth to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah and amen. Oh, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale has started something here this morning. Well, TMCM family, we know that you want to hear this powerful message this morning. And sometimes today, share it with somebody else. Put it on Facebook and let them know that this message has gone forth. You are pregnant with a purpose. That number is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. Now, remember, the motivational call is coming up, 530-881-1300. The PIN is 539-598-POUND. Thank you, Minister Wanda, for opening us up and giving us that powerful tag that we need to trust in the Lord this day on a Thursday. And thank you, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, for that powerful, powerful message. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Amen, amen, amen. Lord, we thank you today that we are someone's miracle. We thank you that we will show your love and your mercy wherever we go. We know that you know the plans that you have for us, so we trust you, God, that we will follow you as you order our steps into the right direction. We thank you, oh God, that we are able to push until something happens. We thank you that we are pregnant with your purpose, oh God. We thank you that we are anointed, equipped, enriched, and empowered. And as we go through this day, God, we go following you and knowing that greater and new things are ahead of us. So we give your name the glory, God. We give you the honor and we give you the praise. And we love you because you are amazing. These things I decree and declare in the name of Jesus, and they are so. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.